Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the tire.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Insider Secrets with the Functional Foodie on the Coach on Fire Network. I'm Jane, also known as the Functional Foodie, and the show is all about how to achieve and maintain vibrant health with food as a cornerstone of your health, but also the holistic nature of how mind, body, and spirit are connected. And we've got a great example of that today, where I'll be talking to an expert EFT practitioner, also known as tapping or emotional freedom technique, and that's Tanya Angelis from the UK. So we'll be talking to her in a little while about how our mental and emotional balance can impact on our physical health. So good diet is definitely key, but there are other aspects that we need to think about when we want to really be healthy on a mind, body, spirit level, and what are the techniques we can learn and use for ourselves in the madness of modern life. So if you would like to call in and ask a question at any point during the show, we'd love to hear from you. So you can join the discussion by calling 646-716-7979 from America. There is a chat option if you're in the UK. If you'd like to find out more about functional food and my work as a functional foodie, you can obviously find me on Facebook as the Functional Foodie, and you can visit my hub site at www.functional-foodie.com. So you can look at the Recipe Hub, the Course Hub, Breast Cancer Recovery, Chronic Fatigue Recovery, and lots of lovely recipes and health resources with the yearly membership. And of course, if you want to work with me on a coaching level, do drop me an email and we can talk about it from there. So what I always start of every show is go into a little bit of a functional foodie focus about an element of health that's relevant to a lot of people. And I've had a lot of questions lately about, it's the summer, so it's all about weight loss, dropping a few pounds, looking our best as we hit the beaches for our holidays and our vacations. And it happens the same time every year. You can guarantee it. We get to the point where we have to start shedding our layers, and the comfort food is sort of got to be put on the back burner till the temperature's cool. Certainly in the UK and in certain parts of the world, in Australia, they've just had summer and getting that into winter. So sorry, it's our turn now. We get the sunshine, we get all that lovely fresh food, and we start to wear less, which means that we think about perhaps we should be trying to look as good as we can, get as fit as we can, and food is a big part of that. So a lot of diets tend to rear their heads about now. There's a mass exodus to things like the Weight Watchers and Slimming World. But what I want to talk to people about is how, yes, by changing your diet, you can shed those winter pounds very easily. But also, diets are not a way of life, or at least they should be. Diet actually refers to what you eat as a daily regime. And the word diet has become synonymous with weight loss. Well, your daily diet is really what you choose to eat. So I want to bring that word back into its full meaning, instead of it being associated with fads, restriction, exclusions, and magic bullet ways to try and sort of lose weight. Because when you come off that slimming diet, what happens then? The yo-yoing starts, you take weight off, you put it back on again. And what really happens is that you muck up your body's metabolism, and your body doesn't know what it's doing. And a lot of the diet foods are filled with sweeteners and really nutrient strips. So once again, there are reasons why people find that they do perhaps lose weight right at the start of these plans, and then it plateaus, and then they put even more weight back on again than they've lost initially. So three tips I've got for you in terms of not just shedding those winter pounds now so we can feel our best on the beach, but also how we avoid the diet trap and just feed our bodies the way that it needs to be fed. Because if we're giving our body everything it needs, we reach what I call the happy weight, the weight that you're meant to be. And let's face it, we're not all meant to be a size 8. This is not about being skinny or being a particular size. It's about our bodies sitting at that point that we are naturally meant to be. And we're all meant to be different shapes and sizes. I know some people who aren't skinny by any means, but they're very fit and they eat really well. And that's exactly what they're supposed to be. And it's all about being healthy rather than being skinny, as far as I'm concerned. So the biggest thing you can do, and in the summer, let's face it, that's not a problem, is eat fresh food, local fresh food, because that is going to be nutrient dense. It's going to have all the things that your body needs. And one of the reasons that people can find that they have cravings and they want to comfort eat and they actually crave particular things, or they find that they're never, their appetite's never satisfied, apart from disruptions in the leptin and ghrelin, you know, leptin resistance, and this is the appetite hormone, it could be purely because you are deficient in nutrients, because you're not eating a nutrient-rich diet. Your body's sort of saying, well, look, I need magnesium, I need this, I need that, and it makes you want to eat. Actually, what you need is a particular nutrient. You don't need to be eating lots more calories. And this is where you can have that weight gain. The other thing to look out for is portion sizes, because portion sizes have got bigger and bigger and bigger over the years. And when you think about the protein that you need to eat is about the size of your fist, even the palm of your hand, any starches or carbs that you're having, say with the main meal, whether it's rice or pasta, is about the size of your fist, clenched fist. All the rest of your plate, vegetables, that's a good guideline to go by, really. Maybe a portion of fruit would be, again, the size of your fist, if it was a bunch of grapes, or perhaps one apple, one banana, to perhaps work out if you're overeating without even realizing it. And you can't eat too many vegetables, let's face it, and too much salad. But you can overeat on the starches and sometimes on the proteins as well. So you only need particular amounts. Mindful eating is another thing that's a very good tip, just to stop you eating more than you actually need. Are you sitting in front of the television while you're eating your evening meal? Are you eating at your desk if you're eating lunch? Because if you're doing those things, you're probably eating more than you need to, because mindful eating is about actually concentrating fully on the moment, on the food in front of you, on the taste, on the aroma, on the feel of the food, chewing each mouthful properly. And you'll find that you give your body time then to send the signals to your brain that you're full a lot sooner. Because if you're paying attention to a TV program or trying to talk on the phone or trying to do something on the computer, you're just going to be shoveling food into your mouth much faster than your body can really kind of detect it and send signals that you're full. You overeat. Those three things, if you can put them into practice, watch your portion sizes, eat mindfully, and eat very, very fresh, natural food, will find that you don't have to diet, and you will find that your weight will stabilize fairly naturally. So I know that when it comes to issues with craving, comfort eating, EFT is very useful. So maybe Tanya will give us a few tips on that a bit later on. So let me talk a little bit about Tanya. Tanya is an intuitive. She's very heart-centered and high-vibe money confidence coach with female entrepreneurs. That's what she does now. She's done many, many things over the years. She came to Emotional Freedom Technique and really uses it to bust those deep-rooted issues and balance emotions. And all of us find that if your emotions are balanced, it can actually make you feel physically very bad, and it can also lead to bad food choices. So for me, I think holistic techniques where you can balance your emotions, you can control what's going on as you react to what life is showing you, is very useful for overall holistic health. She has her own TV YouTube channel. She's got a lovely Facebook group that I'm a member of, Tapping Away Your Money Blues, which is fantastic. And she goes into a lot of detail about how you can use emotional freedom technique to deal with things on a daily basis. So we will ask her to tell us all about herself. Hi, Tanya, are you there?
Hi, Jane. Yes, I'm here. Hello, everybody. Really pleased to, well, meet you all, I would say, but sort of over the air, so to speak.
Good. And remember, if you want to call in and ask Tanya a question, you can do that on 646-716-7979. So I was just talking a little bit there about weight loss and about, you know, how that we tend to have this feeling, don't we, about, oh, weight loss, so it's a, I've got to lose weight. Well, we need to kind of even things out. And I think what we'll learn from you today is that when it comes to things like emotional freedom technique and tapping is a really good technique to just get off the roller coaster emotionally, as well as like for people with their weight roller coaster, and just even things out so that you can take control back. So I'm really looking forward to hearing about tapping and how you came into it. But the first thing I always ask people when they come onto the show is, what is your food story? Where do you come from with your childhood and with your food history?
Well, for me, food has always been a really important part of my life, in terms of, particularly since I began my conscious spiritual journey, which was back in the late 80s, early 90s, where I started to become aware that there's more to life than meets the eye. However, in those days, there was no such thing as the internet. So if when you sort of felt these cosmic awakenings, or was I think Barbara DeAngelis calls it the cosmic alarm clock. So when you feel these things awakening, it can be really difficult and take a long time to actually find your way. So now we're blessed, you know, 30 odd years later with the wonders of the internet. So when you feel that cosmic alarm clock go off, you can just go and Google, you know, I'm feeling this way, and Google will come up with a million and one answers for you. And what I've discovered during my spiritual journey was that I've had to change my diet on more than one occasion just to help my body to assimilate to the next level that I was being moved up to vibrationally. So one of the first things I had to do in my, how old was I now? Probably early 30s, was one of the first things I had to do was I had to stop eating meat. And it happened, we were away on a family holiday. It was our first family holiday for quite some time. And I became really quite ill. And I noticed that my symptoms got worse when I ate certain foods. And I particularly noticed that it was foods which were very high in proteins, so meats and dairies. There was a few other foods that triggered me at the time as well. So I went to see my doctor. My doctor didn't really have any answer for me. So I had to sort of try and figure out what it was myself. And as I say, there was no internet. But we did have one of those giant Reader's Digest, diagnose your disease kind of books. So I had a little dig round into it, because I was sort of getting intuition that this was that it was related to my kidneys and it was related to the levels of protein. So I had a little dig through there, and what it said was in the kidneys there are I think it's called the nephrites, and you can have something called nephritis. It comes in two forms. There's chronic and there's acute, and it described the symptoms, and I thought, oh, that is me. And I think it was the chronic version. I thought, that is me to a T. That is exactly what I've been suffering with. So its solution was to, you know, obviously to go to your doctor and go and get lots of medication, which wasn't my choice. And I thought, well, as the thing that's triggering it is high levels of protein, then the logical thing to do is to lower the amount of protein that you have in your diet, or at least the high amount. And that was really when my food journey started, because that was when I started taking control over what I ate, and also starting to notice the effect that what I was eating and drinking was having on my physical body. So I've always used that as a kind of compass. So if I notice that my energy is changing in some way, then I know that there's usually something that needs to be tweaked diet-wise. So that was my first sort of journey into really, I suppose we would call it mindful eating now, you know, becoming very mindful of the effect that the food I was eating was having on me. And then the other areas over time was becoming aware of, you know, the chemicals that were going into food and the pesticides and things. And also what I've done more recently over sort of the last couple of months is I've begun to increase the numbers of raw foods that I'm eating in my diet. So, and I found that's had quite an impact on me. It's not one of those immediate impacts, but it's over the last sort of 6 to 8 weeks, I would say that my energy levels are starting to go higher. And they're also now starting to become very, very stable as well. So it means that I, at the moment, I'm doing a lot of long hour days for various reasons. And it's been really helpful, actually, having this extra raw food in my diet. So I simply, once a day, I have an enormous plate of salad. So it's, but it's not just lettuce, cucumber and tomato, you know, it's a whole array of really beautiful ingredients. So I have my daily avocado now. Part of that, and I have my beetroot, I have olives, I have lots of different types of lettuce, so I don't have that, you know, the traditional iceberg. I have little cherry tomatoes, celery, all sorts of things that go into this lovely salad. And then, you know, again, I'm purely vegetarian. And I also find that I can't eat eggs very well. And the only time I can tolerate eggs is if it's in something like a cake. Which is always good. cakes are one of my weaknesses, I have to say, so especially the chocolate variety. But then again, I always find with food that, you know, that you have to have a balance. You know, you can't be, I suppose if you want the word, it's too evangelical about it, because, you know, your body does go through changes and you do have to change what you eat, you know, to suit your body. So, you know, there was a time in my life when I removed all animal products. So I didn't have any meat, any fish or any dairy at all. And I've had to reintroduce certain elements of the dairy back into my diet to help my body to feel better, because it was starting to get to the point where my body wasn't feeling sufficiently nourished. So I just went within and said, you know, what needs to be done. And the message I got was to reintroduce dairy. So that's what I did gradually. So, you know, if I'd been really evangelical about it, it would have been really awful. Having to now say, oh, yes, yeah, I know it's all really awful stuff, but I'm eating it anyway. So, you know, it's about getting that balance. And so my sort of rule of thumb is, you know, like sort of 80-25% of the time I eat really healthy, really consciously. But I also know that there's going to be days, you know, when we're entrepreneurs, we have days when we're out and about and, you know, there's no chance of sitting down to eat properly as we would like to do. So I know that there's going to be days when I'm just going to have to eat on the go, and it's going to be whatever somebody's put in a sandwich for me. So I kind of take the view that, you know, those days are going to happen, but the rest of the time when those days aren't happening, I then have complete control over it and I can decide what's going to be there, you know, what I eat and what I don't eat. So, you know, and I always try to have a really broad variety of different foods every day. So they talk about having lots of different coloured fruits and vegetables as well. So that's what I do. So, yes, I eat across the rainbow. I also have lots of grains as well. So I love rice, and also things like quinoa and barley. And I have a bowl of porridge every morning, even in the middle of summer. I'd be a bowl of porridge. Really can't get it can't be a nice bowl of porridge to start the day, because I just find that it really, you know, it keeps me going, and it's nice slow burn. So, you know, you don't get any of those spikes where you suddenly, you know, well, you're really high because you've had lots of sweet things, and then you go down like this. So, you know, I find that my porridge really helps to just sort of keep everything really stable for me. And that, to me, you know, that's what my diet is all about. It's about supporting me in my day-to-day work, whatever it is I need to do. That is what I want my diet to be able to do. So, you know, I don't want to find myself, you know, up high and then crashing low.
No,
and I'm
why?
A caffeine I'm a caffeine-free girl as well. I had to give up caffeine quite a number of years ago. I went through a very, very stressful period in my life and I started getting heart palpitations. I was only in my mid-30s. So I was very fortunate. You know, I had a very supportive GP, sent me up to my local hospital, which was one of the leading heart centres in the UK at the time. So they gave me a massive battery of tests and they did actually put me on beta blockers for a while, which was a really horrible experience. You know, every time you stood up, it was like, I can't breathe because it wanted to make your heart slow down, didn't matter what you did. But they said, you know, one of the first things they said was, you know, well, how much caffeine do you have? I said, well, I don't really know. I just drink tea. And they said, you need to cut your tea down. I said, oh, because, you know, I thought it would be all coffee. And they said, no, it's actually tea's got just as much caffeine as coffee. And it's like, oh, okay. So that's when I switched then to decaf coffee and also to herbal tea. So I'm a herbal tea girl. So nettle and mint is my preferred one. So I sort of live off that.
It's very true that you have to listen to your own body, because the general rule, you know, having a good balance between protein, carbs and healthy fats is essential. Some caffeine's okay. You know, everybody's very different. It's about listening to what works for you and actually realizing that food does support what you achieve during the day. And people just tend to sometimes, I think, think, oh God, I'm hungry, I need energy, let's just grab the nearest thing, when we need to be much more mindful about how we're nourishing our bodies, because we have things that we want to do and that we want to achieve. So that's a really very aware kind of food story, which is great, and a very good daily eating regime. So, you know, you've tried and you've thought about things, which is brilliant. So tell us how you got into EFT and what really brought you to that as a therapy.
Well, I first learned EFT back in 2001 when I did my Reiki 1. My Reiki master taught me the EFT technique. And I have to admit, when I first learned it, I found it incredibly irritating. And I couldn't quite get my head around it, because classic EFT, as well as doing the main tapping points around the face and the upper body, you also work on points on the fingers, and you also have to move your eyes in particular ways. And I just couldn't quite get my head around all of this. It was like, oh, do I? And because I spent more time trying to figure out which way I have to go next with the whole thing, I just thought, oh, this is too much faffing. And I also, you know, I didn't like the sort of one of the things that, when my children were little, one of the things that really annoyed me is when they'd come up to me and they'd tap me to get the attention. Be like, don't do that. So I actually found tapping, when I first got introduced to it, really, really annoying. And then I learned it and kind of forgot about it for well over 10 years. And then 2011, 2012, I went through what I call my great total life reset. Some call it a breakdown. Some call it a spiritual awakening. I just called it a total life reset. So everything that I knew about myself was taken away from me. So I lost my home. I lost my business. My husband left me. My children had all grown up, so they'd all left home, going off to university or to work. So, you know, so everything that I knew and myself had vanished. So I was kind of left floundering. You know, I had no way of earning a living. I was, you know, in the process of losing my house. I'd lost all my money. So everything that you use to get a sense of who you are was taken away. And so that sort of then leaves you with the right, well, who am I? You know, for years and years, I've been mum. And for years and years, I was wife, and, you know, I had all these different labels around me, and, you know, all of those were taken away. And so it left me in a very deep and very dark place. And so I went into the deepest depression I've ever had. I mean, I've suffered with depression on and off since my teenage years. So it left me in a really, really dark place, where, to such an extent that I was really trying to find a way not to be here anymore. To put it bluntly. So I had an experience where I was in bed one night and I was seriously contemplating going downstairs and swallowing a packet of diazepam, which I had in the cupboard, which my dentist had given me, because I get absolutely freaked out when I go to the dentist. So I was contemplating swallowing this entire packet of diazepam, and my angels came and they sat on my chest, and they literally, so I literally could not move. I could not get out of bed, and they kept me there all night to stop me from going down to do that, and that really was the start of my journey back, and so very slowly and very surely I started to, you know, climb my way back out of that. And you know, it got to a point where, although I've been talking to my angels for a long time by that stage, I was even doubting whether I was genuinely talking to angels or whether I was slowly going completely nuts in my own head. And so I asked, is it even real that I'm talking to angels? And I went to and braved my local supermarket. And as I was walking around my supermarket, I felt a tug on my ear and a voice said, "Listen." And the song on the radio was Annie Lennox, singing "Must Be Talking to an Angel." So I figured it was real. And from there on, that's when they reminded me about tapping. The Tapping World Summit came up, which comes on in February of every year. So I started listening to that, and I started tapping along with some of the shows that were on there. And I started to realize it was making me feel good. And so I just started working with it more and more.
My whole ethos is about holistic health. So, yeah, food is the ultimate foundation because it's what we nourish our bodies with and our systems, including our brain, and that affects how we feel. But when life is doing what it does, and when life throws things at us, from the traffic jam in the morning all the way down to the children having a tantrum and refusing to go to bed, throughout the day we have a range of different situations and circumstances that can bring stress to our system, that can create possibly negative feelings, anger, all sorts of different things. And I know that EFT is something that's very useful for those kind of circumstances, because it can not only deal with things that happen to us at the time, but a lot of our reactions to things that happen to us in our daily lives are actually a result of very deep-rooted beliefs, even from childhood, aren't they? Because if somebody says something to you and they've just had a bad day, but they're quite short with you, you can take that more personally because it triggers something that's more about your own self-esteem. And that can be as far back as childhood. So what fascinates me is that it's not just about the surface and every day. It can be about roots and beliefs that go very, very, very far back into our lives and actually govern our reaction to things on a daily level, which can then affect our health on a daily level and going to the future. So how does EFT help with feelings and situations that we can experience in our daily lives?
Well, one of the things that EFT does is it actually helps to break down all of the stress chemicals and hormones in our body. So when we're feeling under sustained periods of stress, because stress by itself can actually be quite good, because stress is what will help us to, you know, if we're feeling a little bit under pressure, stress is what will help us to think more clearly on the spot. But if it's not actually, you know, if all of those hormones aren't allowed to come out of our system, then they will linger in there. And one of the things that happens when our stress hormones go off, so when we get sort of high levels of cortisol and adrenaline in our system, one of the first things that they do is their job is to suppress the immune system, which is why people who are under sustained periods of stress can find themselves subject to chronic illness and can really struggle with their health. And it's not necessarily the stress per se, it's the stress hormones. And what they've done with EFT is they have actually measured people's cortisol levels and adrenaline levels before doing a tapping session, and then they've measured them again afterwards. So they've taken blood samples from people, and what they found in an average sort of 15-minute session of tapping, so quarter of an hour, is that they find that the stress hormone levels can drop by up to 24% in 15 minutes. And there is no other way that they've found that can actually make the stress hormones drop that quickly and by that amount of time through, you know, through standard medical treatment. So that is one of the amazing things that EFT will do for us, is it will actually help our body to actually go back into its own healing mode. Because as the stress hormones go down, so then our immune system can then come back in again. And also from a food and from a food point of view, if you have very high levels of stress, it can affect your ability, your body's ability to digest food properly, because it's got so much going on within it that is telling it, you know, that to create energy, because, you know, our adrenaline reaction is all about, you know, are we going to run away from this danger? Are we going to freeze, or are we going to turn around and are we going to bop them on the nose? So, you know, so our body is trying to go through all of this. And one of the things that it does is it can't then digest food very well. So as we start making conscious efforts to let go of our stress hormones, then it can actually help to improve the digestion as well. So when we're in sort of day-to-day situations, then what we can do is we can just take a few minutes just to sort of, you know, pull out of those situations, and you can just do a few quiet minutes of tapping. The easiest tapping point to get to, you know, when you're out and about, is on what's called the karate chop point, on the which is on the side of the hand. So if you've ever seen the martial artist, you know, doing their karate, where they have that giant pile of bricks, and they take that and they use the side of their hand, and they direct all of their energy through the side of their hand, and they direct it into that pile of bricks and break them. And that is the point that is most easy for us to actually reach through tapping. So by simply just taking the tips of your fingers and just tapping it on that side of your hand, it actually starts the process of unwinding all of those stresses. So if you're sitting in your car, you're stuck in a traffic jam, and there's nothing you can do other than just sit and look at the car in front of you, then that's an ideal time to actually start doing some tapping, because it will help you to then get centered. It will help you to bring you back in the moment, and it will also help you to realize that there's actually nothing you can do. So getting stressed and angry about it is not going to change anything. And one of the other things that happens when we get really stressed is that we can't come up with creative answers to problems that we may have. So when we start tapping on a regular basis, what it will do is it will actually help to stimulate the right side of our brain, which is where all of our creative thinking goes on. So if you are stuck in a traffic jam and you do start tapping, what the chances are that you're going to start coming up with some really creative answers to any problems that you may be having. So it can really, really help to just get you back into that place where not only are you feeling balanced, but you're actually now starting to move into actually finding the solution to the problem. Because the solution to the problem isn't found by the same thinking that actually created the problem. So that's what EFT can do. It helps to balance on the right side of the brains. Our society is very much geared around the left side of the brains, all around logic and reason and so on. But actually, human beings are naturally right brain people. And these are our most creative people. So many of us, myself included, I spent many, many years being left brain dominant, when actually it was completely counter to my natural way of being. And through EFT, I've actually now moved completely into being right brain dominant. So that helps me to come up with really creative solutions for my clients. It also helps me to tune into my intuition. It helps me to really find those answers, you know, to any questions that people have. And sometimes, you know, people, you know, when I'm doing a coaching session with someone and they ask questions, I always ask what the intuitive answer is. And it's surprising how many times people then come back to me in the next coaching session and say, oh, you were absolutely spot on with that. And that's where our tapping, you know, has really come into its own and really helping me tune into that sort of side of things. And sort of, you know, when we're sort of thinking about working, you know, during our working day, again, you know, if we're in an office or something like that, it can be a little bit difficult to actually do your tapping. So what I would say is, you know, everybody has a few private moments when they go off to the loo, and that can be a really great place to actually sit there just for a few minutes. And just, you know, if just to see, just to sort of give yourself a break from the office environment that you're in at the moment, because, you know, very often we have problems to solve within it that that we can't quite figure out. So by actually taking a few moments out, you know, disappearing into the loo and just saying to yourself, right, I really need to focus on solving this particular problem, or I need to be able to communicate with this client about this issue. So we can do all of those things, and just with the help of our tapping will really help to sort of to drive it into finding those solutions. The other time that we can really use it as well is if we are making changes to our diet, is tapping will really help to really fortify and help you to really get that sort of, it's not just about willpower, it's about helping you to uncover the hidden thoughts that are going in around the food, so that anything that's triggering what you're doing, you know, why you're sort of feeling, you know, as the donuts go past and you're thinking, I must have one of those, your tapping will actually help you to say, well, hang on, what is it, you know, why was the sight of those donuts suddenly triggering a desire to eat them when 2 minutes ago I didn't have that desire? And that's what your tapping will help you to do. It will help you to identify any little triggers. And, you know, it might be that, for example, that when you see the donuts, it might, your tapping might help you to remember that actually, oh, I used to go out with my favorite auntie when, and, you know, things were pretty tough at home, but when my auntie took me out for afternoon tea, we'd all have the nuts. And so, and I remember feeling so happy when I was with my auntie. And so actually what you're seeing when the donut goes past is you're seeing the memory of spending that lovely time with your auntie who spoiled you when you were a child and when, you know, when life was tough. So that's what it can help you to do, is to sort of help you to remember that what you're reaching out for isn't the donut. You're reaching out for that sense of feeling valued, that sense of feeling loved. So that's, you know, that's what, you know, that's one of the things that EFT will really help you do, because, you know, a lot of people are triggered by emotions to go diving into, you know, whatever food it may be. And that's where, you know, things like this can really come into its own. And also, as you shift the weight, what happens with is we lay down memories. Everyone thinks that, you know, our memories are in our brains. They're not. There are many memories in our brains, but actually we lie memories down all over our bodies. So when people do start shifting weight, that's when they can feel somewhat unbalanced emotionally, because what it's doing is it's bringing up to the surface those old memories, those old emotions that have been stored in that, you know, in that part of the body. So that they can actually then come up for to be healed. And what tends to happen is that, you know, this is where a lot of people go with, you know, like yo-yo diets, or where they, I lost all this weight, but then I've piled it back on again. And the reason that they end up piling it back on again is that they didn't deal with the main trigger that was actually caused them to put the weight on in the first place. You know, and I had a time in my life when I was 3 stones overweight. And I was, you know, and I didn't realize how much weight I'd put on, because, you know, you don't really notice it. You just notice your clothes getting a bit tighter and you don't really feel like you put on weight, until I met an old neighbor of mine, and she sort of looked at me and she went, oh, she said, you look very content. And I thought, right, okay, is there something going on here? So, because I've never owned a set of scales in my life. So I thought, right, so there must be something going on. So I found, you know, a public set of scales, and I stood on them and went, oh, wow. Because I think I was just over 12 stone at the time. And it's like, okay, because I'm only 5'4". So I was, you know, 3 stones over my normal weight. So I made the choice that, you know, I had to do something about it. So, but I also made the choice that I was not going to go on a diet. I was not going to cut any foods out of my diet. I was not going to say, I was not going to deprive myself. So all I was going to do was simply reduce my portion size and exercise more. And that's what I did. I was, we were fortunate that there was a new gym had been built nearby and it had a swimming pool. So I joined that gym and went there 3 times a week. And then I was very happy. And then, you know, so I would still have my bars of chocolate and I would still have my cakes. Only instead of eating an entire bar of chocolate at one sitting, I would eat half of it. You know, so I still ate everything that I did before, but I simply reduced the quantity. And I also started doing 5 small meals a day rather than trying to do 3 big ones and trying to last in between. So, you know, again, I just sort of, you know, I just tweaked things. But this is where EFT will really help you to say, to find out what is going to be the best thing for your body, the best thing that's going to work for you, and the types of foods, you know, that are going to be really good for you. So there's so many things that it can actually, you know, it can really help to trigger memories of, you know, of past, you know, particularly from childhood. Because childhood is where we learn everything. You know, we learn the rules, we learn what's right, what's wrong, what's allowed, what's not allowed. We learn how, you know, our behavior is a mirror of, you know, of our parents' behavior, of our siblings' behavior, and so on. So all of these things go down and are all stored in our subconscious. And it's only really once we get to adults that we, you know, we spend a lot of our time trying to become children again. And we spend a lot of time as adults trying to get children to not be children. So, so that's where, you know, where EFT comes into its own. It really helps you to burrow down. I mean, I've been, when I've done tapping sessions with myself, I've actually uncovered memories from babyhood. You know, serious babyhood, you know, I could actually trigger my, I could actually feel myself lying in a pram. And if somebody has said to me, oh yes, you know, you can do things like, be like, no, there's no way you can, no way you can remember lying in a pram. But EFT helped me to actually identify, you know, memories from that young an age. So there's, you know, there's literally with EFT, it will take you wherever you need to go in order to actually release what needs to be released. And that's where it can really come into its own. You know, if you are looking to change your diet, it can really, really help you in supporting your own decisions, helping you to really honor your own choices. You know, it helps you to give you the strength to say, no, I've made a decision not to eat that anymore, or I've made a decision to eat this food instead of that food, and really help you just to honor those choices on a daily basis. Because, you know, people do have the belief that it's difficult to lose weight. And that's something else that EFT can help you to do, is to actually shift the belief that it's difficult to lose weight to becoming one of, I can easily lose weight. I can lose weight whenever I want to. So it really helps you to just shift things, and just, you know, make the changes that you need to make so that, you can, as you change your mind, then you will literally change everything else. So you can change all the other bits and pieces within your life as well. So that's what EFT, you know, that's how I've seen EFT work for people.
So do you have, I know you obviously you have your Tapping TV channel now, and you have some lovely, lovely videos on there that are mainly sort of aimed, obviously Tapping Away Your Money Blues is your group, which is aimed at female entrepreneurs who want to overcome blocks to financial stability and income and those kind of things. But what if somebody wanted to go and just be introduced to EFT and how to start tapping? Do you have any videos that you can direct them to?
I do. I have a masterclass on tapping. It's the very first episode of Tapping TV. And it goes into all of the details about the meridian lines, all the different emotions that are associated with each individual meridian line, and actually how to start a tapping session. Because a tapping session is actually, it has quite a structure to follow. So you have 9 main tapping points that you work through. And then you also start off your session by starting off with what's called a setup statement, which is, even though I, and then you say what the problem is, And then at the end of it, you say, I still deeply and completely love and accept myself. And that's really what EFT is all about. It's all about acceptance of yourself exactly as you are right now. So even though I'm really bad at managing my money, I still deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I am going through a divorce and I'm feeling lost, I am still deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I've piled on 5 stone over the last 3 years, I still deeply and completely love and accept myself. So it's all about taking that pain, which we are trying our best to ignore, and finally giving it a chance to actually come out. So there is so much within our society which is aiming at creating feelings of perfection, creating images of perfection, and that makes it really difficult for us as ordinary folks, because we can't live up to these images of perfection, because these images of perfection aren't real. You know, they've all been manipulated in some way. So really what EFT will help us do is say, you know what, I'm having a really bad day. I'm sitting here, my hair's greasy, you know, my boobs are sagging. I'm just feeling really, really rough. I don't really feel attractive. And you can sit there with your EFT and you can just say, even though I'm having a really rough day, I still deeply and completely love and accept myself. Because although women come to me with money is the issue, and as they come to you where their health and where their food intake is an issue with them, what it really boils down to is a relationship with yourself. So when your relationship with yourself comes into balance, then everything else in your life comes into balance as well. And that's what EFT will really do. So yes, there's a tapping masterclass, which is the episode one on my video channel. So do have a good look for that. Currently 27 episodes on there, so it covers all sorts of things. So it covers different aspects of money management, but also helping you to deal with emotions such as anger, also helping things like focus and clarity, helping entrepreneurs with things like if they're going through a sales slump as well. There's all sorts of things on there, you know, all around mindset, all around being a better business owner and so on. So there's all sorts of things for people to dive into.
Brilliant. So how do people get hold of you? Where do they find you on YouTube and Facebook and your website and all these kind of things? How can they find you before we finish?
So on YouTube, if you just type in Tanya Angelis or Tapping TV, you will find me on there. And I would love you to subscribe and have a little watch of some of the videos. Over on Facebook, I have my Facebook page, which is Tanya Angelis, Tapping Away Your Money Blues. And there's also my Facebook group. So if you go to facebook.com/groups/TAYMB3, so that's TAYMB, which stands for Tapping Away Your Money Blues, and then the word free at the end. That's my Facebook group. So please come and join. You can ask any question you like about EFT. I'd be more than happy to help you. And I'm also on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter, which is TanyaAngelis444. I'm on Instagram as well. You can find me on Instagram, and you'll see lots of pictures of my salads on there. I do, and say, and I love posting, because I like to. I, you know, one of the things that people sort of say, oh no, not a plate of salad. So I make mine look as pretty as possible, and mix and match it around. And that's, you know, that's half the battle. If what arrives on your plate looks so good you just want to dive in, then you're much more likely to eat it. So that's one of the things that I do. I'm just trying to think if there's anywhere else. Oh, of course, my website, which is TanyaAngelis.com as well. So I post a daily blog onto my site. So please do have a little check out on there. I write about all sorts of things around business, mindset, spirituality, and of course, money as well.
You are a prolific blogger, and you really get it out there, which is great. So
yes.
I can thoroughly recommend EFT.
I'm on Huffington Post as well now.
Brilliant. EFT is absolutely fantastic, not just for for what we see on the surface, but also realizing that no matter what our problems are with creating more stability in our business, or whether it's relationships, whether it's, like you say, with ourselves, with our weight, whatever it is, there's usually some very deep-rooted issues underneath which are affecting how we see things. So thoroughly recommend that. Thoroughly recommend, obviously, people out there, if you need any coaching on anything and learning EFT, look at the videos and get in touch with Tania. Tania, thank you so much. It's been wonderful to hear all about EFT. And hopefully we'll be seeing some of our listeners in the groups. And best of luck for the rest of your channel.
Oh, thank you very much, Jane. It's been an absolute pleasure. I love talking about EFT, as you may have noticed. So I'd be delighted if anyone comes along. I'd be really pleased to come and meet you all.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Jane. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye. So a glimpse there into the wonderful world of EFT, and it is an amazing process. Just how it can get your memory and your energy working, the things that it can bring up, the things that it can clear. I really can't explain to you. I would suggest you go and check Tania's video out and have a go for yourself. And what she was saying about using EFT for unhelpful habits with food or feelings around food, and how hard it is to lose weight or how hard it is to change things, especially when it comes to our health and our diet. We can be very, it's going to be so hard to change that. Oh, can I do it? Yes, you can. And EFT is very useful for that. So now, before we close, we'll get on to the recipe now. And I started talking about how the sort of summer rush for weight loss was a bit of a waste of time, because we really should be eating away throughout the year and eating as fresh as we can. In the summer, that is so easy to eat fresh food. We are surrounded by all this wonderful fresh produce. And the recipe today is for actually a salad dressing, because think of all those wonderful fresh things. Tanya was talking about her salads, and she does do some amazing salads, so she might be interested in this dressing, because it's not your average balsamic, because you use strawberries. Now, to me, summer is strawberries. It really just, where we are, where I am certainly in the Cornwall border and the Tamar Valley, we have some of the most fragrant, sweet strawberries you can possibly imagine. And just the fragrance of those strawberries just brings some incredible memories back for me of my childhood, and I absolutely love them. So when they're in season, I eat as many of them as I can. And you might be surprised to know that actually, you can put strawberries into a salad. You can do so many other things with them than just the classic things that we do with the ubiquitous strawberries and cream. And they are incredible powerhouses for antioxidants and phytonutrients. Lovely substances in them called anthocyanins, ellagitannins, flavanols, terpenoids, phenolic acids, all of these things that fight inflammation and inflammatory states and oxidative stress. If you're trying to stay young, you're trying to ward off anything that's got itis at the end, because that's an inflammatory disease, arthritis, myocarditis, they're all inflammatory states. You want to be getting the strawberries into you. They are wonderful for supporting cardiovascular health and even being used in research into cancer. So they have very high amounts of beneficial compounds and also high levels of vitamin C, folate and manganese. Over on my blog at functional-foodie.com and also my Facebook page, I'm posted this recipe up, as I always do, for strawberry balsamic dressing. Now, this is how to sort of make your own kind of balsamic vinegar dressing, but adding strawberries for extra flavor and for extra nutrients. So you have to have a sterilized bottle or jar, of course, to keep it in. About 250 grams strawberry, about 200 mils of white wine vinegar, with about 75 mils of balsamic vinegar and about 50 grams of sugar. A bit more, a bit less, depending on how sweet you like your balsamic dressing. All you have to do is mash the strawberry with a fork or a masher. So have some really ripe ones. You get a lovely juicy pulp. It's a great way to use strawberries that might go a little bit over to be actually eaten as a dessert or put onto a cake or whatever else. You can actually something like this, so it stops them from going to waste. Heat up the vinegars and the sugar in a pan and keep the heat really low to dissolve the sugar. You don't want to turn it into a sort of any kind of caramel. Bring it to the boil. When it's boiling, you just pour it straight into the bowl that you've got the strawberry pulp in, and you set it aside to infuse for 24 hours. Strain it through a sieve after that 24-hour period. Press down, get all the juice out, get all the fluid out, just leaving the pulp behind in the sieve, and then you bottle it. That's it. Enjoy it. Really as simple as that. And you have this beautifully syrupy, rich, thick, strawberry-hinted dressing to use on your salad. Now, because you've made that yourself, or bought that dressing, you know where it's come from. You haven't got perhaps any of the chemicals, the preservatives, the additives that you can have in your classic dressings. And it makes a great change from your ordinary sort of French dressing, Italian dressing, whatever it is that you make, even just the oil and vinegar and the lemon juice. This is much richer, much thicker, and it has a beautiful tang to it. So give that one a try. Full recipe again on my blog or on my Facebook page. And next time, I'm really excited that we're going to be interviewing international celebrity doctor, Dr. Tom O'Brien, talking about gluten. So we will be recording that because of the time differences on the 28th, and hopefully it should be going out at my normal time on Wednesday, 29th at 3 p.m. So if you have any questions you'd like me to ask Dr. Tom, by all means, email them to me or put them on my Facebook page and I will put them to him. So anything you want to know about gluten, celiac disease, or any of these kind of gluten issues, do send me those questions and I'll put them to Dr. O'Brien when we talk on the 28th. So until then, I will wish you all a very good couple of weeks and stay happy and healthy.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.